Joshua chapter 21. Cities with their suburbs are assigned for the priests and Levites. 21:1. Then the princes of the families of Levi came to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the princes of the kindreds of all the tribes of the children of Israel. 21:2. And they spoke to them in Silo in the land of Chanan, and said, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, that cities should be given us to dwell in, and their suburbs to feed our cattle. 21:3. And the children of Israel gave out of their possessions according to the commandment of the Lord, cities and their suburbs. 21:4. And the lot came out for the family of Kohath, the children of Aaron the priest, out of the tribes of Judah, and of Simeon, and of Benjamin, 13 cities. 21:5. And to the rest of the children of Kohath, that is, to the Levites, who remained, out of the tribes of Ephraim, and of Dan, and the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. 21:6. And the lot came out the children of Gershon, that they should take of the tribes of Issachar and of Aser and of Naphtali, and of the half tribe of Manasseh in Essen, 13 cities. 21:7. And to the sons of Merari by their kindreds, of the tribes of Reuben and of Gad and of Zebulun, 12 cities. 21:8. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites the cities and their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, giving to every one by lot. 21:9. Of the tribes of the children of Judah and of Simeon Joshua gave cities, whose names are these. 21:10. To the sons of Aaron, of the families of Kohath of the race of Levi, for the first lot came out for them. 21:11. The city of Arbia the father of Anak, which is called Hebron, in the mountain of Judah, and the suburbs thereof round about. 21:12. But the fields and the villages thereof he had given to Caleb the son of Jephone for his possession. 21:13. He gave therefore to the children of Aaron the priest, Hebron the city of refuge, and the suburbs thereof, and Lebanon with the suburbs thereof. 21:14. And Dether and Estemo. 21:15. And Holon, and Debir. 21:16. And Dan, and Jeddah, and Bethsaims, with their suburbs. 9 cities out of the 2 tribes, as hath been said. 21:17. And out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, Gabon, and Gibeah. 21:18. And Anahoth and Almon, with their suburbs. 4 cities. 21:19. All the cities together of the children of Aaron the priest, were 13, with their suburbs. 21:20. And to the rest of the families of the children of Kohath of the race of Levi was given this possession. 21:21. Above the tribe of Ephraim, Sichem one of the cities of refuge, with the suburbs thereof and Mount Ephraim, and Gezer. 21:22. And Sipsaim, and Beth Horon, with their suburbs, 4 cities. 21:23. And of the tribe of Dan, Elthaco and Gibbethon. 21:24. And Elon and Gethraman, with their suburbs, 4 cities. 21:25. And of the half tribe of Manasseh, Thanak and Gethraman, with their suburbs, 2 cities. 21:26. All the cities were 10, with their suburbs, which were given to the children of Kohath, of the inferior degree. 21:27. To the children of Gershon also of the race of Levi out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Basan, one of the cities of refuge, and Bozra, with their suburbs, 2 cities. 21:28. And of the tribe of Issachar, Zeshan, and Daberath. 21:29. And Jeremoth, and Enganim, with their suburbs, 4 cities. 21:30. And of the tribe of Aser, Mosul and Abdon. 21:31. And Helkath, and Rohab, with their suburbs, 4 cities. 21:32. Above the tribe also of Naphtali, seeds in Galilee, one of the cities of refuge, and Hamath Dor, and Carthon, with their suburbs, 3 cities. 21:33. All the cities of the families of Gershon were 13, with their suburbs. 21:34. And to the children of Merari, Levites of the inferior degree, by their families were given of the tribe of Zebulun, Jeknam and Kartha. 21:35. And Dama and Nalal, 4 cities with their suburbs. 21:36. Above the tribe of Reuben beyond the Jordan over against Jericho, Boser in the wilderness, one of the cities of refuge, Miser and Jazer and Jethson and Mepadath, 4 cities with their suburbs. 4 cities. There are none more, though there be 5 names. For Miser is the same city as Boser, which is to be observed in some other places, where the number of names exceeds the number of cities. 21:37. Of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead, one of the cities of refuge, and Minmon, Hezbon and Jazer, four cities with their suburbs. 21:38. All the cities of the children of Merari by their families and kindreds, were 12. 21:39. So all the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48. 21:40. With their suburbs, each distributed by the families. 21:41. And the Lord God gave to Israel all the land that he had sworn to give to their fathers. And they possessed it, and dwelt in it. 21:42. And he gave them peace from all nations round about. And none of their enemies durst stand against them, but were brought under their dominion. 21:43. Not so much as one word, which he had promised to perform unto them, was made void, but all came to pass. Joshua chapter 22. The tribes of Reuben and Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh returned to their possessions. They built an altar by the side of the Jordan, which alarms the other tribes. An ambassador sent to them, to which they give a satisfactory answer. 22:1. At the same time Joshua called the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. 22:2. And said to them, You have done all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you. You have also obeyed me in all things. 22:3. Neither have you left your brethren this long time, until this present day, keeping the commandment of the Lord your God. 22:4. Therefore as the Lord your God hath given your brethren rest and peace, as he promised, return, and go to your dwellings, and to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you beyond the Jordan. 22:5. Yet so that you observe attentively, and in work fulfill the commandment in the law which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, that you love the Lord your God, and walk in all his ways, and keep all his commandments, and cleave to him, and serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul. 22:6. And Joshua blessed them, and sent them away, and they returned to their dwellings. 22:7. Now to half the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Basan, and therefore to the half that remained, Joshua gave a lot among the rest of their brethren beyond the Jordan to the west. And when he sent them away to their dwellings and had blessed them, 22:8, he said to them, With much substance and riches, you return to your settlements, with silver and gold, brass and iron, and variety of raiment. Divide the prey of your enemies with your brethren. 22:9. So the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and parted from the children of Israel in Silo, which is in Shunan, to go into Gilead the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. 22:10. And when they were come to banks of the Jordan, in the land of Shunan, they built an altar immensely great near the Jordan. 22:11. And when the children of Israel had heard of it, and certain messengers brought them an account that the children of Reuben, and of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had built an altar in the land of Shunan, upon the banks of the Jordan, over against the children of Israel. 22:12. They all assembled in Silo, to go up and fight against them. 22:13. And in the meantime they sent to them into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest. 22:14. And 10 princes with him, one of every tribe. 22:15. Who came to the children of Reuben, and of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead, and said to them. 22:16. Thus saith all the people of the Lord, What meaneth this transgression? Why have you forsaken the Lord the God of Israel, building a sacrilegious altar, and revolting from the worship of him? 22:17. Is it a small thing to you that you sin with Beelzebub, and the stain of the crime remaineth in us to this day? And many of the people perished. 22:18. And you have forsaken the Lord today, and tomorrow his wrath will rage against all Israel. 22:19. But if you think the land of your possession to be unclean, pass over to the land wherein is the tabernacle of the Lord, and dwell among us. Only depart not from the Lord, and from our society, by building an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. 22:20. Did not Achan the son of Zer transgress the commandment of the Lord, and his wrath lay upon all the people of Israel? And he was but one man, and would to God he alone had perished in his wickedness. 22:21. And the children of Reuben, and of Gad, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh answered the princes of the ambassage of Israel. 22:22. The Lord the Most Mighty God, the Lord the Most Mighty God, He knoweth, and Israel also shall understand. If with the design of transgression we have set up this altar, let Him not save us, but punish us immediately. 22:23. And if we did it with that mind, that we might lay upon it holocausts, and sacrifice, and victims of peace offerings, let Him require and judge. 22:24. And not rather with this thought and design, that we should say, Tomorrow your children will say to our children, What have you to do with the Lord the God of Israel? 22:25. The Lord hath put the river Jordan for a border between us and you, O ye children of Reuben, and ye children of Gad, and therefore you have no part in the Lord. And by this occasion your children shall turn away our children from the fear of the Lord. We therefore thought it best. 22:26. And said, Let us build us an altar, not for holocausts, nor to offer victims. 22:27. But for a testimony between us and you, and our posterity in yours, that we may serve the Lord, and that we may have a right to offer both holocausts, and victims and sacrifices of peace offerings. And that your children tomorrow may not say to our children, You have no part in the Lord. 22:28. And if they will say so, they shall answer them, Behold the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for holocausts, nor for sacrifice, but for a testimony between us and you. 22:29. God keep us from any such wickedness that we should revolt from the Lord, and leave off following His steps, by building an altar to offer holocausts, and sacrifices, and victims, beside the altar of the Lord our God, which is erected before His tabernacle. 22:30. And when Phinehas the priest, and the princes of the ambassage, who were with him, had heard this, they were satisfied. And they admitted most willingly the words of the children of Reuben, and Gad, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh. 22:31. And Phinehas the priest the son of Eleazar said to them, Now we know that the Lord is with us, because you are not guilty of this revolt, and you have delivered the children of Israel from the hand of the Lord. 22:32. And he returned with the princes from the children of Reuben and Gad, out of the land of Gilead, into the land of Chanan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. 22:33. And the saying pleased all that heard it, and the children of Israel praised God, and they no longer said that they would go up against them, and fight, and destroy the land of their possession. 22:34. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad called the altar which they had built, our testimony, that the Lord is God. Joshua chapter 23. Joshua being old admonisheth the people to keep God's commandments, and to avoid marriages and all society with the Gentiles for fear of being brought to idolatry. 23:1. And when a long time was passed, after that the Lord had given peace to Israel, all the nations round about being subdued, and Joshua being now old, and far advanced in years. 23:2. Joshua called for all Israel, and for the elders, and for the princes, and for the judges, and for the masters, and said to them, I am old, and far advanced in years. 23:3. And you see all that the Lord your God hath done to all the nations round about, how He Himself hath fought for you. 23:4. And now since He hath divided to you by lot all the land, from the east of the Jordan unto the great sea, and many nations yet remain. 23:5. The Lord your God will destroy them, and take them away from before your face, and you shall possess the land as He hath promised you. 23:6. Only take courage, and be careful to observe all things that are written in the book of the law of Moses, and turn not aside from them neither to the right hand nor to the left. 23:7. Lest after that you are come in among the Gentiles, who will remain among you, you should swear by the name of their gods, and serve them, and adore them. 23:8. But cleave you unto the Lord your God, as you have done until this day. 23:9. And then the Lord God will take away before your eyes nations that are great and very strong, and no man shall be able to resist you. 23:10. One of you shall chase 1,000 men of the enemies, because the Lord your God Himself will fight for you, as He hath promised. 23:11. This only take care of with all diligence, that you love the Lord your God. 23:12. But if you will embrace the errors of these nations that dwell among you, and make marriages with them, and join friendships. 23:13. Know ye for a certainty that the Lord your God will not destroy them before your face, but they shall be a pit and a snare in your way, and a stumbling block at your side, and stakes in your eyes, till he take you away and destroy you from off this excellent land, which he hath given you. 23:14. Behold, this day I am going into the way of all the earth, and you shall know with all your mind that of all the words which the Lord promised to perform for you, not one hath failed. 23:15. Therefore as he hath fulfilled indeed what he promised, and all things prosperous have come, so will he bring upon you all the evils he hath threatened, till he take you away and destroy you from off this excellent land, which he hath given you. 23:16. When you shall have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he hath made with you, and shall have served strange gods, and adored them, then shall the indignation of the Lord rise up quickly and speedily against you, and you shall be taken away from this excellent land, which he hath delivered to you. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua assembleth the people, and reneweth the covenant between them and God, his death and burial. 24:1. And Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel in Shechem, and called for the ancients, and the princes and the judges, and the masters, and they stood in the sight of the Lord. 24:2. And he spoke thus to the people, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt of old on the other side of the river, Thor the father of Abraham, and Nachor, and they served strange gods, above the river, the Euphrates. 24:3. And I took your father Abraham from the borders of Mesopotamia, and brought him into the land of Canaan, and I multiplied his seed. 24:4. And gave him Isaac, and to him again I gave Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir for his possession. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. 24:5. And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I struck Egypt with many signs and wonders. 24:6. And I brought you and your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen, as far as the Red Sea. 24:7. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. Your eyes saw all that I did in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness a long time. 24:8. And I brought you into the land of the Amorite, who dwelt beyond the Jordan. And when they fought against you, I delivered them into your hands, and you possessed their land, and slew them. 24:9. And Balak son of Zephor king of Moab arose and fought against Israel. And he sent and called for Balaam son of Beor, to curse you. 24:10. And I would not hear him, but on the contrary I blessed you by him, and I delivered you out of his hand. 24:11. And you passed over the Jordan, and you came to Jericho. And the men of that city fought against you, the Amorite, and the Pharite, and the Chanaanite, and the Hethite, and the Girgashite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite. And I delivered them into your hands. 24:12. And I sent before you and I drove them out from their places, the two kings of the Amorites, not with thy sword nor with thy bow. 24:13. And I gave you a land, in which you had not labored, and cities to dwell in which you built not, vineyards and olive yards, which you planted not. 24:14. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him with a perfect and most sincere heart, and put away the gods which your fathers served in Mesopotamia and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. 24:15. But if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, you have your choice. Choose this day that which pleases you, whom you would rather serve, whether the gods which your fathers served in Mesopotamia, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house we will serve thee, Lord. 24:16. And the people answered, and said, God forbid we should leave the Lord, and serve strange gods. 24:17. The Lord our God he brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and did very great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way by which we journeyed, and among all the people through whom we passed. 24:18. And he hath cast out all the nations, the Amorite the inhabitant of the land into which we are come. Therefore we will serve the Lord, for he is our God. 24:19. And Joshua said to the people, You will not be able to serve thee, Lord, for he is a holy God, and mighty and jealous, and will not forgive your wickedness and sins. You will not be able to serve the Lord, etc. This was not said by way of discouraging them, but rather to make them more earnest and resolute, by setting before them the greatness of the undertaking, and the courage and constancy necessary to go through with it. 24:20. If you leave the Lord, and serve strange gods, He will turn, and will afflict you, and will destroy you after all the good he hath done you. 24:21. And the people said to Joshua, No, it shall not be so as thou sayest, but we will serve the Lord. 24:22. And Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses, that you yourselves have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they answered, We are witnesses. 24:23. Now therefore, said he, Put away strange gods from among you, and incline your hearts to the Lord the God of Israel. 24:24. And the people said to Joshua, We will serve the Lord our God, and we will be obedient to his commandments. 24:25. Joshua therefore on the day made a covenant, and set before the people commandments and judgments in Sichem. 24:26. And he wrote all these things in the volume of the law of the Lord. And he took a great stone, and set it under the oak that was in the sanctuary of the Lord. 24:27. And he said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a testimony unto you, that it hath heard all the words of the Lord, which he hath spoken to you. Lest perhaps hereafter you will deny it, and lie to the Lord your God. It hath heard. This is a figure of speech, by which sensation is attributed to inanimate things. And they are called upon, as it were, to bear witness in favor of the great Creator, whom they on their part constantly obey. 24:28. And he sent the people away every one to their own possession. 24:29. And after these things Joshua the son of Nun the servant of the Lord died, being 110 years old. And after, etc. If Joshua wrote this book, as is commonly believed, these last verses were added by Samuel, or some other prophet. 24:30. And they buried him in the border of his possession in Thamnath-Sair, which is situate in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaz. 24:31. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and of the ancients that lived a long time after Joshua, and that had known all the works of the Lord which he had done in Israel. 24:32. And the bones of Joseph which the children of Israel had taken out of Egypt, they buried in Sichem, in that part of the field which Jacob had bought of the sons of Hamor the father of Sichem, for 100 young ewes, and it was in the possession of the sons of Joseph. 24:33. Eleazar also the son of Aaron died. And they buried him in Gabaoth that belongeth to Phinehas his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim,